Hey everybody, what's going on? Climb into the van, we've got candy.
Yeah, come on back. We've got candy, chloroform, and rope.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Podcast. My name is Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
And thanks for listening again.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
And if it's your first time, hey, thanks for tuning in, and go back and listen to some of our past shit that we've
for God's sake,
drizzled check out on the internet.
Check out the rest of our catalog.
It's a great day. Meanwhile, I guess people in the Midwest are getting just snatched.
Are they really?
Yeah. I think they've had like really cold streaks, and I saw on Facebook that I think there's a few pictures of some snow and stuff like that, which I've got friends in Wisconsin.
Wow.
And, you know, some of those are some pretty beautiful scenes of the snow.
You know, it reminds
Chicago
me.
Chicago snow?
Yeah.
Chicago snow was great in the middle of the night if it snowed and you looked outside before any cars or whatever. But the next day, it would be all black from cars and just yellow from dogs pissing and piles of dog shit and homeless people shit. It was horrible. Not a winter wonderland.
A little layer of hepatitis over it. That's what it was like. Oh, my God. It just reminds me, tonight, when I go out, I'm probably going to wear a hoodie. It's a little chilly.
It's supposed to be like 50 tonight.
Oh, is it really?
That's really cold.
Welcome to the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
Crab diving weather.
Yeah. When we're doing our live shows, we'll be doing that. It's when we're doing... you know, Topeka, Kansas morning drive.
Good morning, Topeka, Kansas.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Crab Diving Show.
Welcome to the GFY Network.
The Crab Diving Morning Zoo. Zoo.
Yeah. 8.7. I was just looking on sex.com. it's like a Pinterest, but for porn.
It is.
And I just saw the most disturbing thing. Ever.
There's no holds barred at sex.com. Yeah. Sex.com was actually...
Actually, there is one hold barred. Oh. I saw an anal piercing, man. It's a bar through someone's... That's funny that you said that.
There's probably a whole board of holds barred.
Oh, God.
You were doing research for besthotgirlspics.com.
Yeah, I was on...
Whoa.
Do you see that? Do you see the hole going through there?
No. Oh, that's an anal piercing.
What?
Wow.
Where do you have that done?
Ew.
At the mall.
God, that's disgusting. Oh. That's like one of those, like when she takes a shit, does it split it? Like one of those Play-Doh things?
It's a splitter.
Oh,
I don't know.
She's nasty.
Oh, that's so horrible. That person, whoever had that done, is not thinking about their life. Like, how's that going to be 20 years down the road?
Yeah, when she's explaining to her grandkids.
Well, hey, explaining to anybody.
When I had my anus pierced.
Well, if you listen, you wear a condom with her.
A couple.
Maybe if you think of
maybe a full gimp suit with a Purell shower afterwards.
I think if I was to take off a bra and I saw nipple piercings, I would be taken aback. A touch. I would be like, oh, okay, wow, she's got hoops through her nips. But if I saw that.
Yeah, if some chick bent over.
Stop me in my tracks.
Well, I'll slow you down.
Yeah, it's slow me down. Oh, yeah, I'll put up with, you know, whatever. God.
So sex.com has a lot of stuff on it. We use sex.com to help publicize besthotgirlspics.com. I think it still has the record for the highest amount paid for a domain name.
How much?
I don't remember.
It was millions of dollars.
For that domain name. And now it gets millions of hits. I mean, sex.com.
It's a brilliant name. You know, I worked for a guy that when I was doing in Chicago, I used to do rehab work and construction, and I redid the dude's bathroom that owned guitar.com. He was so rich.
You also redid a bathroom at a place called the Cell Block.
Oh, my God.
A gay bar, I remember.
I forgot about that.
You guys had a job there.
We changed a urinal out at this bar was, it's the Cell Block. It was made to look like a prison. And they had bars.
There's chains on the walls and shit. Like
chains,
like functioning chains on the walls.
Yeah, they have a dungeon area in the back where you can get strung up. And I don't know. And then they had a gift shop there where you could buy like whips and chains. And,
nice.
And a speculum.
Oh.
They had one for sale. I would get there. There's no worse time to be at that bar at the Cell Block during the day at 10 a.m. I'd get there and...
It was closed, though, right?
Yeah.
Or was it open?
No. This place is not open when the sun's out.
Was it, did they forget anybody hanging in the back?
You know what they had on Wednesday nights? You know what they had on Wednesday night? Buzz cuts.
Oh,
they would have, they put up a barber chair and have people shave their heads there. It's like part of like a gimmick. You get a flat top.
There was that other bar that had... Do you remember it had showers?
No. Where are you
it
going?
It was on Halsted. Because when I used to get off the train, I'd walk.
Gay people have it figured out. I can't go to a straight bar and I can't shower with chicks. Like, that doesn't happen in my world. That's.
Well, it's a show. I think they had guys shower in. It's not like a giant shower you walk into.
Yeah, it's a shower bar. You want to go to the.
You wear your suit to the shower bar.
The bar and a shower.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, like go-go. You know how they have go-go dancers and mm-hmm. in some bars? I guess this place had showers.
That's genius.
They used to have big signs. It was like, you know, shower Friday night or something.
Probably some place where you can go watch somebody take a shit.
yeah.
Watch this guy behind the glass.
Amsterdam.
Glass cage. Oh, yeah. Japan.
No.
No, oh, absolutely.
Absolutely in Japan.
Oh, man.
They probably have... clubs, like they have those girl viewing clubs and the upskirt clubs. Probably have shit clubs.
How is our country? How are
where
we?
You can go watch somebody with a pierced anus. Oh, with yeah. Divide their shit in half as they're shitting
oh,
through
my
their.
God. That is funny. The shitter splitter
their bar. The shitter splitter.
How do you think that chick decided to get her asshole pierced? I mean, what was the thought process? If you could imagine.
Probably insert needle into arm. Depress.
Oh. So you're saying?
She was on meth and coke and heroin.
You can tell from that picture of the girl's pierced asshole that she was suffering from
she
depression.
Did. She did. Yeah. She has meth anus.
Not everyone suffering from depression has an asshole piercing, but everyone with an asshole piercing suffers from depression. That's true.
So she has to take that off to take a shit.
Why?
How do you wipe around a piercing like that?
Maybe you don't wipe through it. Maybe she's got a bidet. If you pressure wash that hole, that'll work. Wow. How does it not rust? I mean, what is it made of? Is it platinum?
Well, gold doesn't rust in your ear and stuff like that.
Where do you get that done? I mean, really, what dude does that? You saying you can get that done on the Venice Boardwalk?
Anywhere you walk in, if you offer him enough money, I'm sure.
They're going to pierce your asshole?
Probably.
What do you think she has to do? You think she's on all fours? Or do you think she's laid back in a chair with her legs spread apart?
Probably on all fours, like dog style, I would think.
Oh, my God.
Leave us a message. Send us a message at info@crabdiving.com.
If you've send us a pic.
Yeah. What do you think the best position to get your asshole pierced is?
Maybe it's on your side in the fetal position. That's how you do it.
Oh,
I don't know. God. it's disgusting.
I've got a hot off the presses story that I just saw, and it's just so fucking infuriating. This story,
yeah,
it takes place in Tennessee.
Thank God. Okay, not Florida. Wonderful.
And it's about a dog, a American bulldog mix, so pit bull.
Oh, okay.
That was taken to an animal shelter to be euthanized because his owner saw the dog humping another male dog and he doesn't want...
He didn't want a gay dog?
A fucking gay dog.
Who is this guy? Read his name.
It's not here.
Shame on you.
He's not named.
Shame on you. He's getting... He got his dog... Wait. Is the dog euthanized?
No. They publicized it and put it online. It's this white pit bull. They say it's really gentle. They don't think it was ever involved in fighting or anything. It's just a really docile dog. And somebody, a veteran, Stephanie Frins, or Frines, F-R-Y-N-S, a veterinary tech from Jackson, stepped up this afternoon and she adopted him.
She saved the dog.
From Jackson, Tennessee.
She adopted a gay dog.
But they had a lot of people who were wanting to. She named him Elton.
Elton, that's a good dog name, though. Elton. Man, that's horrible. That's Michael Vick shit.
Yeah,
is Michael Vick shit. I wish they had published that guy's name because I would read it out here because fuck, shame on that guy. Public shaming. I'd drag him out to the fucking...
Yeah, what would happen in Pfeifferland?
You know what would happen.
The black trucks.
Whatever. Whatever. Don't worry about it. His dog's safe. You know what's going to happen? His dog can fuck as many male dogs in the ass. Whatever. What an idiot.
What is wrong with people?
Dog's gay. I gotta kill him.
And then
it's
not even a gay thing. It's a dominance thing. It's not, he wasn't trying to fuck the other dog. It was a mounting thing. It was a dominance thing. And some asshole's like, my dog's fucking gay. I won't get rid of him. I don't want no gay dog in this house.
How many electoral votes does Tennessee
too
get?
Many. Too many.
That is disturbing. That guy in my world wouldn't vote either. Sorry. He couldn't pass the IQ test. You got to pass a test to be able to vote in my world.
Yeah, somehow, somewhere, his name's got to leak out. Yeah. It's got to, somehow. Don't you think in this day and age that somebody's going to – somebody at that,
I think
somebody at that shelter should
the
just
sea shepherd,
accidentally put his fucking name out on the internet.
The sea shepherd should go get that guy. Yeah, they protect animals. They should go get that guy.
Yeah. He shouldn't have any. He's probably got other dogs. Or he does. Because it was
straight dogs, but he's got straight dogs.
Interesting that he didn't bring the dog that was the bottom.
Yeah, why not?
It was probably enticing that top
maybe
dog.
Maybe that dog talked him into it. There's one dog that always starts it. It always starts the anal.
Come on, just fuck me. Just fuck me.
That'd be a great episode of The Dog Whisperer. Have Caesar Milan. Caesar, I want to make my dog not gay. What do you think Caesar would do? Kick it?
I think it'd be a great episode of 24. Jack Bauer going to find this asshole and
oh yeah,
taking him out. I mean,
I thought you were gonna say it's a B story where Jack Bauer has a gay dog.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Chloe, my dog's gay. Jong jong. Whatever
dun,
they.
Dun.
Yeah, Jack Bauer should go visit this motherfucker. No. Not Jack Bauer. Vic Mackey.
Oh, even better.
Even better.
Yeah. Or the Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, Sons of Anarchy. What's the crazy guy on there? The really disturbed dude that, I mean, more specific.
Oh, Tig?
Yes.
Yeah, Tig. Is that his name?
The Nutball.
Yeah, that's a great show.
It is a great show.
That's just a horrible fucking story. Really, I saw that when I was looking at a different story. And
good job, Tennessee.
It fucking pissed me
off. Good Lord.
So, fuck you, asshole, in Tennessee. You won't accept your gay dog.
My dog is gay. It's disturbing that he's so stupid.
How much does that guy want to take it up the ass? If he's so terrified.
Yeah.
He's so homophobic. Right. And he's so worried that, you know, he's got a gay dog in the house.
Yeah, hey, gay dog killer. If you're listening, email us at info@crabdiving.com and I'll send you the fucking address of the cell block. You'll love it.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
There's some chains in the back that you'll really enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, God, what a hateful motherfucker, man. Yeah, what would Lindsay say about him? This guy's a cunt.
Yeah. Oof. You can't even say that nicely. This guy's a cunt.
I don't want to ask Lindsay what he would say about a gay dog, though.
he might. Lindsay's the guy, if you haven't heard before, Lindsay's a guy who is a frequent drunk at Dylan's pub in Hollywood. We've been there a couple of times.
We spent Christmas Eve and we spent New Year's Eve with, how sad, with Lindsay.
We spent parts of Christmas Eve and parts of New Year's Eve. We didn't spend the whole days and nights.
God.
Okay, I've got a funnier story.
Oh, thank God.
This one is from your homeland.
Florida?
No, farther back.
Oh, Germany?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well.
There's some German soldiers that are having some... they're having some surgeries because the drills, it's a certain division of the German army, I guess. They're the guys that do those really complicated spins with their guns and shit.
Like,
you know,
squad.
They do the, what do they call that?
The riflemen.
The gun line, the rifle gun, line
the,
or something.
Drill guard.
Drill, yeah. Drill guard. Something like that.
They got one of those at the cell block.
Maybe that's what that chick that had on her asshole.
Yeah. The drill guard. That's what that is. That's on her asshole. Drill guard night was Thursdays at the cell block.
Are you sure that's what that wasn't? It's like a chastity belt for her asshole.
For her asshole, maybe it was. It's just someone. Her parents had it installed.
Chain links across.
My third input. It's what Pat Buchanan wants to do with the Mexico border, with her asshole.
So these German soldiers, because of repeated strikes from these rifles, they keep hitting themselves.
Jeez.
It's been stimulating the hormones in their chests.
Oh, come on.
And they're growing tits. On one side of their body.
It's an army of one-sided tits. What do we do?
This is the Huffington Post.
That would offer amazing opportunities for, like, covering. Like, you could just turn to the side and your guy could use your tit for cover.
You could use your tit for cover. There was a report published in the German Medical Science Journal that said that dozens of soldiers in the Wach Battalion, is that how you would pronounce it, sure. I guess? The Wach Battalion unit have developed the condition because the drills they perform stimulate male mammary glands.
The drills. They stimulate their mammary glands?
The Wach Battalion.
God,
what'd they call it in World War II? Was it the Wehrmacht or something?
Oh, like the...
These guys are the titmacht.
Oh, what is the word for Germany for tits in German?
Oh, no. And I was just trying to think of the. Oh,
you,
anyway,
you know, I like those little pointy German army helmets.
Oh, like those Kaiser helmets or whatever.
They called them the Kaiser.
So they're having plastic surgery on the left sides of their chests. They're having breast reductions. 35 of the soldiers, they say, have been stricken with the condition called one-sided gynecomastia.
Oh my god. Makes you want to sue the military, huh?
So it's prompted them to consider changing the way in which they perform the drills. Good thing they haven't been whacking themselves in the crotch.
Yeah.
Growing vaginas.
Who decided what?
Gynecomastia.
Gynecomastia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Knows what they're growing in other spots.
Young girls are going to start hitting their breasts with these guns to try to get big titties.
Big titties. Yeah,
I mean. That works. That's amazing.
I guess, yeah.
Jeez.
Boxers don't grow boobs on their faces, though, or anything. So
how long has this problem been going on, and when did someone discover what it was? I mean, it's a weird thing to – listen, it's one thing to kind of notice it, and then there's another thing to diagnose a whole bunch of people with one-sided tit disease that spin – and the reason is they spin guns.
Right.
That's a great episode of House.
They're whacking themselves in the chest.
That's a great episode of House. A guy shows up with one big titty.
Oh, yeah.
And House figures it out. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. That's it from the
boob army.
The tit waffa.
Wow. A tit waffa. That's a good one.
Twat waffa.
Twat waffa is better.
If they're growing.
The tit screeg.
They have to be growing
the
vaginas.
The tit screeg.
Tit screeg. So that's Germany.
Yeah.
I've got a British nursing home that is defending its practice. They're bringing in hookers.
Oh, yeah.
For old people. Uh-huh. And a nursing home is on the defensive after the local authorities learned that they regularly hired prostitutes for their residents.
I'm just thinking about every Friday you're like, if you're a hooker, it's like, oh, god damn it, Friday, time to go to the old folks home.
And this is in Eastbourne, England, too, so who knows what those
Does
hookers
Medicare
look like.
Medicare pay for that?
Yeah, I'm sure they have socialized medicine over there, it's probably. They're regularly scheduling visits of sex workers who meet the residents in a special room that they put a special red sock on the door for privacy.
Oh, I love it. I love every bit of this story.
Neville's in there with one of the caregivers. Put the sock on. caregivers are said to check one of the rooms every 15 minutes. So I guess they check to make sure they're not dead.
Oh, wow.
And this place is called Chase Lee Nursing Home. And it caters mostly to ex-soldiers. So I say...
Good for them.
Good for them.
God damn it. Is Walter Reed doing that?
Yeah.
Hardly.
This guy says, or woman, Helena Barrow, mm-hmm. says, if you have a resident who is groping the staff, one way of resolving that problem is to get a sex worker who is trained to deal with that situation.
Well, that's the problem. I've been groping my staff too much. I want somebody else to do it.
And I guess in Britain it's legal. They say sex workers are allowed by law to sexually enable people. But what? Care workers are not. They can jerk them off, I guess.
But a nurse isn't allowed
to. But a nurse
to.
Can't.
Well, I mean, it's not a nurse's job.
Right.
You don't go to nursing school just to end up jacking some asshole off, you know what
True.
I mean? True. But that, I think that's great. I think it's fine. They're hiring prostitutes, go in there and have sex with people that served in the army.
But of course, there's some little Brits that have got their little panties in a bundle about it.
Little Brit tits.
And are upset that these elderly are being abused.
Shut up!
They're being abused.
Oh. Yeah, oh man, I want to be abused like that when I'm old. I want to go to that, color me there.
I want to be abused by that now, like that now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, if you had that incentive, people would be like, yeah, when are you going to put me in the home? I'm waiting. A lot easier to get people to go to the nursing home.
It's like, there was a Simpsons episode, wasn't there, where Homer, they put their dad in a home, mm-hmm. and then Homer put himself in the home when he realized
how
cool it was that he just had to lay there and everybody fed him. Yeah. And he even got to shit in the bed. It was a great episode.
That was a good episode of The Simpsons.
However, on the side here, I don't know how this is a news. There, you know, it's just like a other headlines kind of thing. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Love it.
Make first handbag collection. Selling at $695.
We're assholes. We're seriously assholes.
The fucking Olsen twins are making $700 purses.
Who do you think's making them? Bunch of kids in Mumbai?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably, yeah, some brown kid in the Philippines.
God.
Or stitching. What kind of bags are $700?
Stupid ones.
What is she? The one needs a vomit bag.
Yeah,
it's from my bulimia line.
I have a $700 bag, but I can't put $700 in it. You know, it's ridiculous. The bulimia line. That's good.
Oh, how's that news?
That's news.
That's not important news, like this one. Name that state.
Florida.
Absolutely.
Fuckers.
This one was pretty popular out on the internet. A group of women.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of women in Florida, Lake City, Florida. Do you know where that is?
Beautiful there. Beautiful.
I'm sure.
Tons of strip malls and people fucking donkeys. And whatever happens in Florida.
And tons of human flesh, too, because...
Uh-oh.
Her name is Jackie.
Uh-huh.
Hagler?
Okay.
Was having a jewelry party.
Miss Hagler?
Again, according to the Huffington Post. At her home in Lake City
that
with
like a blast.
15 other women.
Jewelry party.
When Derek Lee, 24.
Oh, he was the first baseman on the Cubs for years.
I think a different slightly Derek different day or
I
Derek
love Derek Lee.
Lee.
One of my most favorite Cubs players.
He was a great
ever.
Player, yeah.
God damn it, that guy could fucking bat. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Derek Lee allegedly
yes,
entered the house
okay.
through an open door. He was wearing a bandana and a ski cap, and he had a gun.
Oh, great.
And he told the women to mm-hmm. give him their money and their phones.
Okay.
Apparently it was a jewelry party. They didn't say anything about the jewelry. Maybe he didn't see it. I don't know, but that's all what this story says. Some of the women thought that it was a joke. Like that somebody hired him or something.
The stripper!
To come.
That's hilarious.
But he supposedly showed them that he had bullets in his gun. So this guy walks in, he's like, give me your money, give me your cell phone. They're like, ha ha ha. He's like, no, seriously. Seriously, look. I have fucking bullets. So he finally put the
that's pointed, hilarious.
He pointed the gun at one of the women's heads.
Oh my god.
And that's when Hagler leapt into action.
What did she do?
She stood up and she yelled, in the name of Jesus, get out of my house now.
Did it work?
He said, I'm going to shoot someone. And she yelled again, even louder, in the name of Jesus, get out of my home.
Okay.
Then everybody, all the women in the room, yeah. started chanting, yeah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Dude looked around, turned, and ran the fuck out of there.
Hey, I'm wrong.
So now, of course,
yeah.
Jackie is out saying... that the power of the Lord saved her.
Is she on the interview tour?
From absolutely. And all the religious righties are out there saying, look at what the power of the Lord can do. Not with the power of 15 crazy fat bitches screaming Jesus at you and surrounding you, you know.
How do you know they're fat?
I there's a picture of one of them.
Oh, you inferred. Oh, no, there's a picture. Nobody's disturbed. That's a crime with a fucking gun. That's a gun.
Right.
Yeah, nobody's talking about that. That's crazy. That guy had a fucking pistol, and he's probably nuts. He probably shouldn't have had one. And somehow...
Donna Bowen, who was also there at the party with her 14-year-old daughter, told First Coast News, "You knew that God's hand, he was in there. It could have went so differently."
Yeah, it could have. Oh, God, could you imagine being a 14-year-old kid at a jewelry party with, like, you know, how boring. What a drag.
Yeah, and then they all stand up and start screaming Jesus.
At first they thought he was a stripper, and then he proved that he wasn't, and then they started chanting Jesus. That is a great story. That's an amazing story.
Lee was later arrested after he allegedly tried to rob a woman at a nearby ATM.
Good Lord. So he was like, well, this isn't working out. Let me go to the next.
This guy sucks.
Guy.
According to the police report. According to a police report, the attempted robbery suspect, who matched Lee's description, ran into a nearby woods after the would-be victim, a 62-year-old woman, began yelling at him.
Oh, my
God.
So
this guy got yelled at by a bunch of women in the house. He ran, and then he went one-on-one with a 62-year-old at an ATM and lost. What kind of a shitty robber is this guy?
Derek Lee. Not very
Derek.
Come on, buddy. Get it together.
And now, of course, you know, it was on FARC, it was on Reddit and everything, and everyone's making fun of that. So now the religious people are...
It was the power of prayer.
It's the power of prayer, and it's typical, you know, it's a typical left-winger's...
Nightmare.
Saying that... basically saying what we're saying. Everybody's saying, that would creep me out. I would run like hell, too, if 15 women came at me yelling,
what
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
What was that guy doing holding those people up?
Even if I had a gun.
Was he surveilling them and saw a bunch of people going into a house, and he's like, wow, they all have purses. I should just rob them all?
I think you're probably putting more thought into it than he did.
Jeez, that is nuts.
Florida.
Man, God damn it.
Which ties into the next story that I have.
After that guy got done holding up all those women, he went and fucked a dolphin.
Well, this is just the most and least Bible-minded cities. A study was put out that it was released by the evangelical Christian research firm called the Barna Group.
No, they're my favorite.
And they asked people about, do they think, what do they think about the Bible? Various questions.
Love it.
How do Americans view the Bible?
Love it.
They asked 42,000 people, supposedly. Jeez. Individuals who reported reading the Bible weekly and who affirmed the accuracy of biblical principles are deemed to be Bible-minded.
Okay.
So the most Bible-minded city in the United States.
Oh, I love this. Okay. The most Bible-minded city in the United States... Houston, Texas. No. Fuck it. I take that back. No. Mobile, Alabama. Wait. Per capita?
Probably, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's got to be some weird little city then, right? Shit. I don't know. Is it in Florida?
It is not. It's Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, I see that. Yeah.
Number two is Shreveport.
Louisiana.
Number three is Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, Chattanooga.
Where they don't like gay dogs.
They don't like them.
Birmingham / Anniston / Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Alabama. I was going to...
Is that
going to
be?
Guess,
yeah.
Birmingham.
Jackson, Mississippi. Springfield, Missouri. Yeah. Charlotte, North Carolina. Roanoke,
Virginia. Virginia. Yep.
Huntsville, Alabama. And Charleston, Huntington, West Virginia. Are the top 10.
Wow.
Bible-minded cities. in the U.S. of
America. Where does Los Angeles rank? Where do we rank?
let me look towards the end.
Yeah. What's the least Bible-minded city?
Well, they have.
I want to move there.
They have 96 of them. I don't know what the criteria is. Is it the 96 most populous cities?
I don't know.
But the 96th, the biggest heathens, the least most Bible-minded city.
Kankakee, Illinois.
Providence, Rhode Island / New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Up in the Northeast.
Not Las Vegas.
Then Albany, Schenectady, Troy, New York. Then Burlington, Vermont / Pittsburgh or Plattsburgh, New York. These are all Northeast.
Hmm.
Then Portland, Auburn, Maine. Hartford, Connecticut. Boston, Mass.
Wow.
San Francisco.
Yeah, no shock.
Phoenix. Here's a surprise. Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Wow, that shocks me. It just seems like that's such small town America.
Yeah, I mean, it's college like town, but
no, maybe.
But still, college town in Midwest. I mean,
Cedar Rapids, Iowa?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird. Jeez.
Buffalo, then Vegas.
Okay.
Then New York. Blah, blah, blah. You keep going. El Paso, Texas is right up there, surprisingly. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Another Wisconsin. Chicago is another heathen.
Mm-hmm.
Madison. Los Angeles is 68th.
Good for us.
Out of 96.
God, I, you know what? We gotta get that number down. I want to be in the 80s. I only want to live in cities that are in the 80s.
That are not Bible-minded? And above.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because you know those people don't go to besthotgirlspicks.com.
They don't go to besthotgirlspicks.com, leaving out the pink and brown parts.
Yeah, our sponsor is besthotgirlspicks.com. You can go there and see the best hot girls picks of the week, of the day. You can sort them by tag. You can sort them by category.
I mean, it's the what I want Best Hot Girls Picks to be. I want it to be the most comprehensive titty guide in the universe, and I'm not kidding.
Lofty goals,
but you know how Google wants
it's the American way. You need to aim high,
right? You know how Google wants to digitize the Library of Congress.
Yes.
I want to do that with vagina.
Excellent.
I want a guide. Okay.
I think it's pretty safe to say that a lot of vaginas digitized. Yeah.
It's true.
So this post is titled "Women with Camel Toe Panties and Sexy Pigtails Rule." Go to besthotgirlspicks.com. You can find that posting.
Read along.
It's a girl. Wow. It's a girl with pigtails.
Yeah.
She's old enough, though.
Oh, yeah.
She's wearing a wife beater.
Right.
And
white tank top.
She's wearing a white tank top. And a pair of small white panties with the words "Little Miss Bossy" engraved upon them.
She can be difficult, I imagine, at times.
Probably a little bossy, maybe.
Yeah.
She's a brunette, very cute, big jugs.
Yep.
Some nipple action going on, and definite camel toe.
Definite
camel toe. So, read along.
This is good. This is a fucked up one, by the way.
This is a long one, too.
FYI, okay. I know. Get a deep breath.
Cold read. Okay. Women with camel toe panties and sexy pigtails will one day rule the planet, and so say we all. This professional tank top model's labial cold cuts are rubbing together like a couple of shaved and oft-used titty tonic plates. Jesus fucking Christ.
I know.
Per this adult model's hot panties, Little Miss Hard Nipples USA probably manages to get her way most of the time.
Yeah.
She just mammaryizes a mofo. Phantom teatlet on the camera right, Juggy, or is that a piercing? Things that make you go squirt. Best Hot Girls Picks rings out a jizzle and a pride rope. The pros.
Oh, God.
I'm Brian Pfeiffer, ladies
so
and gentlemen.
Gross.
So go to besthotgirlspicks.com. When you're done there, go to crabdiving.com if you're going to buy napkins and stuff. And they sell tissues and,
yeah,
and things.
Go through our portal.
Go through our portal on crabdiving.com to Amazon. Buy everything. We get a little taste. We get a little kickback, etc.
We get a little bit of whatever you spend on Amazon,
etc. And check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Pinterest. Check us out all over the intranets.
We got the gerbil news on Funny or Die.
We do.
Go vote for the gerbils.
Go vote for the gerbils on Funny or Die.
Yeah, don't let them die.
That's all we got time for.
Ah.
This time we're already done.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Go fuck yourself.
Peace out.